Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. This is the Bergen Amateur Association Technical Net. Tonight is, everyone is welcome to participate in this net. You do not need to be a member, although we encourage you to be a member. Anyway, are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, nothing heard. This is K2BAR, W2TTT is your network control. And welcome aboard to the Bergen Amateur Association Technical Net. Tonight is conducting weekly on a frequency of 146.535 MHz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. And the repeater is located in Pearl River, New York. Just over the border from New Jersey, and frankly it serves New Jersey a whole lot better than it does parts of New York. Lower Hudson Valley in New York City and Connecticut. Although it does a pretty good job with that too. Not to mention Long Island and the city, northern New Jersey. This net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, and we hope that you will participate in the net. It's also an opportunity to engage in for sale software wanted items. So with no further ado, I just want to point out that we also have KD2BKD-L, KD2 Bravo Kilo Delta Dash Lima as our echo link. And hopefully you'll join us here on the net tonight. So with no further ado, are there any stations with the letter Alpha?
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT, this is EL0Y, Ali from Wayne. Good evening.
Good evening, Ali. We'll continue that other topic in due course. Alrighty, any other alphas? Okay, how about kilos? Alright, how about Novembers?
N2CKD.
N2CKD, I didn't get your name or your location or your intentions.
This is N2CKD. The name is Lovegy. I haven't been on this net for quite some time right now. But I'm using a little handy talkie with 5 watts, and I was wondering if I was making it to Alpine.
Okay, very good. Very good. Any others? Any other Novembers? You're certainly making it to Pearl River, and Alpine is pretty easy, by the way. How about Whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and Ordo.
Okay, good evening, Bob. What are your intentions?
I think I'll just...
All right. Anybody on the Echo Link? Alrighty, anybody else want to check into the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net? Okay, just a couple of things for those who care. Nice buttons and knobs, SDR kind of radio, all-in-one is a ICOM 7300. And I was just reminded tonight that it's on sale. After all the different rebates and discounts and other nonsense, you can get it for $925 if you order it this month. If it's ordered after this month, it's $975, but it's not $1,300, and that's the whole point, or $1,400, whatever it is. So it's a very tempting thing to do, very, very tempting. So just thought I'd mention that. Let's see. Ali, we've been working on various mesh things, reconfiguration of my home and other domain spaces is going on, as you know, and I think that'll be pretty cool. One of the things I want to try is a dumb switch on the DT of a router board, so that only DTD traffic will flow on it. I think that might be interesting. It has a separate uplink port for the internet. And God knows, you can take the
land ports and extend those as well. I've done that just very fine. But I'm wondering if you can extend the DTD ports, via that method. What do you think, Ollie?
Okay, so you want to extend the DDT on the switch or on what? I lost you for a minute.
It's okay, yeah. I was wondering if I could use a dumb switch with just DTD devices and on a router board.
Yeah, you can definitely do that. It has to be a dumb switch or a hub, so it can actually neglect the VLAN tag on the packets that's coming from the nodes. Otherwise, it's gonna actually not see them. If you have a smart switch that's not configured for a VLAN, then it's pretty much gonna neglect the whole packet. So you need a dumb switch if you're gonna do that.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I might try that. I actually, you know what? I've done that with the Cisco switch in my truck. I don't know why I didn't think of that before. So that'll work just fine. Your commentary, by the way, regarding your power supply adventures. That sounds like a good plan to try to work out. And you figure out what pin it's looking for a voltage, what voltage that has to be, and then short it over to a power supply lead that supplies that voltage, and you're good to go.
Yes, that's pretty much the plan, except that so far I'm not 100% sure for the two bands that I mentioned before, for sensing the existence of the external power supply and the fact that the internal power supply is not providing any power, so it needs the external one. I'm not 100% sure what power or what voltage should be there. I'm gonna assume that it shouldn't see any power, or it should see low for the internal power supply. So it would actually tell the external power supply to provide power. That's one. However, I'm not 100% sure what kind of voltage or what kind of signal it needs to see or sense as an external power supply to start using that to power the switch. I'm still looking for that, but hopefully I will get an answer very soon.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to see. Anybody else have any comments on this? I do want to correct myself. The Cisco switch is a smart switch and configured accordingly. I want to take a dumb switch and just expand the number of ports on a DTD basis. Anyway, I'm also back on my share system. I'm actually tying up an HF antenna 24/7 to see who can connect to me. Hopefully over the next couple of days I'll get some signal reports and get people to let me know. But we'll see. All right. Anything else, Ollie?
No, that's it, Gordon. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll see you away.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, very good. Anybody else have any comments for the Bergen Amateur Association Technical Net? All right, nothing heard. Gentlemen, I'm going to keep this net short tonight. My son has a hockey game in a little bit, and we're actually down at his rink, and so I will make myself available early to go watch his game at 9:30, get myself a good seat and get squared away, if it's okay with y'all. Alright, well, Ollie, I'll stay in touch with you, gentlemen. I want to thank you for all checking into the net tonight. Come and bring your topics and see what happens and the like. And we'll get on to those another night. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. We may or may not have a net next week. You're welcome to check, and we're going to kind of play it by ear. 73, and have a good one. This is K2BARW2DDD saying 73, and good evening.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.